Welcome back to Let's Talk Indianola. It's Schaefer Landit here with Pheasants Forever Habitat Chairman, Mr. Jim Woolley. Jim, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate you being here. You guys have a banquet coming up. Well, it's a fundraising banquet. Am I correct about
it's
that?
It's a fundraising banquet. It's a fun banquet as well. It is the 11th of October. It's going to be held out at the St. Thomas Catholic Church Parish Hall. And we should have hopefully a lot of people there. We've got raffles going on and auctions, live and silent auctions and things along that line. And I think people that don't know about it and might be interested would have a great time.
We'll dive a little bit into that in just a moment. But first of all, can you just tell us, for some of us who maybe don't know about Pheasants Forever, what exactly you guys do and what your purpose is?
Well, Pheasants Forever is a conservation organization, and it's a habitat organization. We're dedicated to raising funds for wildlife habitat and also for other things as well. We also get involved with youth shooting sports. We support all of the local trap teams, and there are three or four of those. And we do habitat work on public lands and private lands, and the funds that are raised at the banquet are used there. And we also do a lot of work with surrounding chapters and with agencies on the purchase of public wildlife management areas. We've participated in about, I think, 9 of those over the last 39 years that the chapter's been here.
And this banquet coming up, obviously you just mentioned raising funds for some of those areas. What specifically can people expect they attend this banquet they would be supporting, and the kind of the purpose and the details of the overall parts of the banquet?
The banquet will be a fundraiser, as we've mentioned already. It will be a great meal, number one. If people come, they'll get a great meal. It's a big pork chop dinner. You know, the funds that are raised there will go towards habitat work. And the way that we do that is we have live auctions of wildlife art and other items, you know, right down to truckloads worth of rock that might go on your driveway. A lot of community participation there. And we have silent auctions as well with a lot of different items in it. I think there are about 40 different items in both the live and the silent auction. And we do a lot of raffles there. For those that are hunters or shooters, we'll have a lot of raffles for shotguns and things along that line. We have a special custom-made rifle this year with spectacular wood on it in 35 Whalen, which is a new caliber, which is becoming very popular. I have a lot of raffles for shotguns and other guns there, as well as other items, you know, grills, things along that line. It's really kind of a celebration of everything that the chapter does and a way for folks to participate.
You told me before we started this, ticketing can go a few different ways. It can go through you or on their website. If somebody's listening and wants to find where to purchase tickets, can you give them information on how to do that?
I absolutely can. First of all, anyone who's interested can reach out for information to me at my phone number, which is 641-203-1020. And I could be texted there, or they can call me direct and I'll provide information on the banquet. They can purchase tickets through me or other Pheasants Forever committee members. They can also go online to our website, which is warrenco.iowastatepfcouncil.org. warrenco.iowastatepfcouncil.org, or easier, just give me a call, 641-203-1020.
You guys, this is an annual banquet. How long has this been going on?
It's an annual banquet, and it's our big fundraiser for the year, and the chapter started 39 years ago here in Warren County and has been raising funds ever since and doing a lot of habitat projects. You know, the funds that are raised for the most part, with the exception of membership fees, and they'll get a magazine for that each couple of months or so out of the national office, which is located in Minnesota. But the funds that are raised here for the most part stay local. And they get used in food plots and native grass plantings that we cost share with landowners. They get used, as I mentioned, for helping to purchase public wildlife areas. And there are a couple thousand acres of public wildlife areas that the chapters participated in over that period of time. And they get used to support youth shooting sports. There are three main trap teams in the county. We support all of them so that young folks get a chance to participate and get out and shoot and that sort of thing. So it's kind of a big fundraiser for all the things we do during the rest of the year.
Is there anything else going on with Pheasants Forever that we can look forward to, or just in general? Maybe is there anything else coming up soon that Pheasants Forever has going on?
Well, there's the banquet is our big fundraiser, so that's where most people participate. But we do habitat work and we do work with youth during the year. We're a relatively small committee. There are about a dozen folks that put this together, and we're always looking for help. If somebody's got an interest in the outdoors and they'd like to help raise funds to support wildlife habitat or youth shooting sports, we'd love to talk to them. And they can, again, call me at 641-203-1020.
Anything else left to say to promote the banquet or just to say about what Pheasants Forever is currently doing? Final thoughts?
Well, I mentioned the land acquisitions that we've done, and we've got two that we've contributed to currently. One that is just on the north edge of the county, called the North Wildlife Area, and that lies right up against the Polk County border. And the other one is actually over in an adjacent county in Madison County, not very far over. And right on the Clark County line as well. That is 422 acres, and that's going to be going into public hands here pretty quickly, probably be dedicated this next summer. So we're about a year out from that going into public hands. But the whole idea here, I guess, is to do everything that we can to improve habitat and improve recreational access for people in the area. So that's something that people who want to get involved could look forward to.
All right. That was Jim Woolley, Habitat Chairman of Pheasants Forever, here on Let's Talk Indianola. Jim, thank you very, very much for your time.